Learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 32. We are using the commentary of Am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for our hundreds of Torah Shiurim online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. And also in memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory, we are holding in chapter 64, Pasuk Zayin. Yachpesu olos tamnu chefes nechupas v'kerev ish v'leib amo. They search out iniquities, they have accomplished a diligent search, even the inward thought of everyone and the deep heart. Instead of examining their ways and returning to Hashem, as found in Eicha, they do the opposite. They search out iniquity to commit, sins to commit. They have accomplished a diligent search to commit repeated crimes. Even the evil that's in the inward thought of every one of them, in the deep heart, every conceivable vile thought they have sought out and committed. David lists three wrongs perpetuated against him by his enemies. One, they speak evil against him. They encourage one another in an evil word. Two, they place snares to trip him. They converse of laying snares secretly. Three, they search out sins in David in order to justify killing him. Finally, however, having found no iniquity in him, they sought in his inward thought. They accused him of being evil deep in his heart. Pasuk 8. Ve'yorem elikim chet pisom hoyu makosam. But Hashem shoots his arrow at them, suddenly there is their wound. Hashem repays his enemies measure for measure, just as they wanted to shoot the innocent man, so Hashem shoots his arrow at them. Just as they wanted to shoot at him suddenly, so does he shoot his arrow at them suddenly, and suddenly there is their wound. Pasuk 9. Vayachshiluhu olemo lishonam yisnodudu kol ro'evam. So they make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. All who see them shake their head. The singer prays that the tongue, which they sharpen like a sword, as we learned in an earlier pasuk, become a stumbling to themselves. All who see them will then shake their head in ridicule and scorn. A subtle interpretation says, one finds faults in another that reflect one's own failings, and therefore they all spoke evil of others, did make their own tongue a stumbling to themselves. By speaking against others, they only proclaim their own guilt. Pasuk 10. Vayiru kol adam vayagidu poal elikim umaseu hiskilu. And all men will fear, and they will declare the work of Hashem and understand his doing. When the people will behold the vengeance inflicted upon these enemies, all men will fear. The wicked will be afraid, lest the same troubles also afflict them. They will declare to each other that this is the work of Hashem, and be motivated to understand the Torah, his doing, as it says in the tablets, were the work of Hashem. Or else they will understand that creation is his doing, the work of the hands of Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, Yismach Tzadik Ba'Hashem, V'chosavoy V'yishalalu Kol Yishrei Lev. The righteous man will be glad in Hashem and will take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory. Unlike the wicked man who will fear when he sees the vengeance, the righteous man who has taken refuge in Hashem will be glad. Then all the upright in heart will glory in the uprightness of their hearts when they behold the good that accrues to the upright. David says about himself what he said about others, that when the wicked are punished, the righteous men, he himself will be glad in Hashem. He acted justly towards his adversary, Sheol, and he will be glad of having taken refuge in Hashem from the very beginning. Some explain that the Holy Spirit says, the righteous man will be glad in Hashem and will take refuge in him. The tzaddik sees the affliction of the righteous man and the well-being of the wicked, yet he does not murmur against Hashem, for he is upright in his heart and does not question the ways of Hashem. Therefore, he will merit to rejoice together with all other righteous men. He will rejoice because he possesses this quality of uprightness. They will all declare, happy are we that we did not murmur, that we were forbearing in our suffering. Great is our merit and our reward. The attainment of the upright man is that he no longer needs to vanquish his evil disposition, for he has already vanquished it. It is otherwise for the righteous man who still requires divine help and the refuge from sin. Thus David says, the righteous man will be glad in Hashem and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glory in having already mastered their lust. Some say that the entire psalm pertains to Mordechai and Haman. Chapter 65, Pasuk 1. Lam Netzeach Mizmor LeDavid Shir. For the conductor, a psalm of David, a song. After Hashem revealed to David HaMelech the site of the Beis HaMikdash, as explained at the end of Sefer Shmuel and Divrei HaYomim, he composed the present chapter Tillim to glorify Mount Zion, because the Beis HaMikdash had not yet been erected, and he looked forward to it. He depicts the psalm itself as if waiting in anticipation for the time when it will be chanted by the Levium in the completed Beis HaMikdash. Most commentators perceive this chapter in Tehillim as alluding to the future exile of the Jewish people. The language of its psukim verses also seems to indicate that they were spoken by someone living outside the land of Eretz Israel. For instance, happy is the man whom you choose and bring near, that he may dwell in your courts. The expression of a man whose soul pines and longs for the courts of the house of Hashem, it is also indicated in the Medrash that the chapter of Tehillim refers to our present exile. Its plain meaning apparently is that David composed this psalm as a plea for rain in a time of need. Perhaps he composed it during the drought that lasted 3 years, as we find this in Sefer Shmuel. At the same time, he expresses his unhappiness that there is no Beis HaMikdash, for Hashem made it known in the Torah that blessings would come from there. Pasuk Beis. L'cho dumiyo sehilo elokim betzion u'l'cho yushlam neder. Praise waits for you, O Hashem, in Zion, and to you is the vow to be redeemed. David describes the acclaim and glorification of Hashem that will take place upon the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Praise waits for you, O Hashem, in Zion, on account of the Beis HaMikdash. To you is the vow to be redeemed in the Beis HaMikdash, so let the Beis HaMikdash be built. Hasten the time when those who utter vows in moments of distress will then redeem their vows to you in the Beis HaMikdash. Praise waits for you, O Hashem et Zion. The Levium will gather in the holy Beis HaMikdash to chant Tillim. Said Rabbi Bar Chana, one who utters excessive praise of Hashem is uprooted from the world, as it says, will it be told him that I would speak, or should a man wish to be swallowed up? A pasuk that is found in Eov. If someone tells me that I must use many words to express his praise in full, that person should be swallowed up. Rabbi Yehuda of Kfar Gibria, some say he was from Kfar Gavul, expounded, what does it mean, L'cho Dumiyo Tehillam? Silence, Dumiyo, not to multiply words, is as the choices of spices. When Abdimi came to Bavel, he said, in the land of Eretz Israel, they say, a word for a seller, silence for two. If you want to buy a word and it costs you a seller, you will buy silence for two sellers. The term Dumiyo means silence, and it connotes waiting patiently. This yields the interpretation, to hope and to rely on you is in itself praise of you. L'chol Dumiyo Tehillo. This praise is the choicest praise of all. Thus David said, but as for me, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. By relying on Hashem, he suppresses every form of spoken praise. Likewise, he says here, to wait silently, Dumiyo, for you in praise. Similarly, the Torah says, tarry, Domo, that is, keep up your hope until we come to you. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Hoping to Hashem is as praises uttered in Zion, the choicest of all sites. Hoping is also like redeeming one's vow offering to you, which is the choice he is offering. For a vow offering is brought not in atonement for any sin, but in fulfillment of a pledge made to Hashem in a time of trial and tribulation. When our hope is directed to you, you hear prayer, as we'll learn in the next pasuk. For a prayer offered out of trust in Hashem is received by him as the choicest of prayers. Because you hear prayer, to you does all flesh come to pray. You receive prayer because you know that man is constituted of body and soul, and that the grossness of matter holds him back, because you know that the tale the many causes of iniquities overcomes me. You pardon the iniquities. This may be understood by means of a parable. In the midst of a war, a certain garrison was defending a fortress against enemy attack. At some point in the battle, however, the garrison commander realized that further resistance was futile, and he surrendered. After the war, the commander was put on trial, charged with surrendering the fortress too soon. Had he continued the fight, relief might have reached him in time. "The soldiers under me were low-caliber fighters," said the commander. "They were men of low intelligence who could not be relied upon." He was exonerated. The government knew that the soldiers had been ill-prepared, that they had been placed under his command as a last resort, nor were the soldiers themselves punished, and for the very same reason. This analogy pertains to the body, whose commander is the soul. Thus David says, "For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." A different interpretation says, "For you only silence his praise." Thus the Torah says, "It is the glory of Hashem to conceal a thing," the pasuk that's found in Sefer Mishlei. Contrast this with a king of flesh and blood. If no one would proclaim his superior qualities, he would remain unknown. Thus the Torah there goes on to say, "But the honor of kings is to search out a matter." Accordingly, David specifically mentions Zion. Praise waits for him in Zion. There are many chachamim in Zion who know that the ultimate purpose of all knowledge is to know that we do not know him. Silence is best. In all other places, however, which are not on the same high plane, it is not right to keep silent, for the people know very little, and they can only understand what is made plain to them. According to the interpretation that the singer speaks here of praying for rain, the pasuk says, "If they prayed for rain and their prayer was answered, they will recite psalms in praise of Hashem, and they will redeem the donations and pledges they made in times of stress when there was no rain." Although such vow offerings are not highly valued by Hashem because they are brought after the deliverance and the penance is incomplete, you will pardon them, as we will learn shortly. From every city in the land of Israel, the Jewish people would gather in Zion to pray for the relief of drought. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Shomeya tefilo odecho kol boso yavou. O you who hear prayer, to you does all flesh come. The singer now begins to praise Mount Zion for its many qualities and advantages. Besides all the other qualities of excellence listed previously, Zion is the location where you heed the prayer of every supplicant. Thus Shlomo Melch said, "Then hear you in heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give every man according to his ways." The pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph, and it says in Sefer Yeshayahu, "For my house will be called a house of prayer for all people." This is also a plea for the future. May it be that all flesh come there to serve you. Thus it says, "For then I will convert the peoples to a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Hashem to serve him with one consent." It's a pasuk that's found in Zephaniah. Hashem heeds pleas for spiritual completeness as well as pleas for material possessions. The latter are in the category of all flesh, whatever the flesh requires. As the prophet says in Yirmiyahu, "Behold, I am Hashem, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" A related interpretation says, "You hear the prayer of those who also compel their physical nature to serve you. To you does all flesh come. You also hear the prayers of those who cannot pray without devout concentration. Accordingly, we recite in the Shmoneh Esrei, 'For you hear the prayer of every mouth. In your great mercy, you also heed prayers that are from the lips outward, prayers offered without proper devotion.'
Our Chachamim teach, what is the intent of you here prayer? Said Rav Pinchas in the name of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu in the name of Rav Chana bar Abba, when the Jews pray, you will not find their prayers uniform. They do not pray as one. Every congregation prays separately. However, after the various congregations have completed their prayer services, the angel in charge of prayers gathers all the prayers and makes of them a crown which he places upon the head of Hashem. For it says, Eidecho, or Odecho, does all flesh come. And Odecho means a crown, as in you will surely clothe yourself with them all as with an ornament, Ka'adi, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Divrei Avonos Gavru Meni Pesha'enu Ato Sachapre. The tale of iniquities overcomes me, as do our transgressions, you pardon them. A further quality of the Beis HaMikdash is that iniquities and crimes are pardoned and purged. Avonos are deliberate transgressions committed in moments of human weakness, and transgressions, Pesha'en, are crimes committed out of defiance. The tale of iniquities overcomes us, as do our transgressions. You pardon them both. The tale of iniquities. They are so many, I cannot possibly list each one individually, so pardon them all. Within the interpretation that the present psalm is a prayer appealing for the drought to come to an end, David says here, I confess that the drought came about in the aftermath of many iniquities and transgressions. You pardon them. Do so in your great mercy, not on account of my merit. The tale of iniquities overcomes me. If you should punish every organ of my body, there will be not enough places to punish. Therefore I ask of you, in your great mercy, pardon our transgressions. The pasuk teaches us about repentance. As soon as the penitent simply acknowledges his sins and resolves to abandon them, he is mercifully pardoned. Thus the singer says, the tale of iniquities are overcome by me, and you immediately pardon our transgressions. The literal meaning of divrei words alludes to the sin of tale-bearing and evil talk. People trample this prohibition under their heels. The pasuk begins in the singular form avonos, which may be read as avonas, the iniquity, and it concludes in the plural form pesho'enu, our transgressions. That is to say, the iniquities of the tzaddik cause the masses to sin and vice versa. Hence, the tzaddik should repent on behalf of the people of Israel, whom he has caused to sin, and also ask for all of their iniquities and transgressions to be pardoned and completely purged. The Zohar says, similarly, that at the outset, David pleaded for himself and then for all of Israel. Pasuk 5. Ashrei tivchar is korev yishkon chatzerecho nisbo'o betu beisecho kedosh echicholecho. Happy is the man whom you choose and bring near, that he may dwell in your courts. May we be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the sanctuary of your temple. The measure of Hashem is not as the measure of a man of flesh and blood. A man is not truly honored unless he is admitted into the palace of the king, or at least into the outer hall of the palace. There is no honor if one is only admitted to the outer courtyard. It is otherwise in relation to Hashem. Even if a person may dwell only in your courts of your house, still happy is the man. For divine emanation issues from inside your temple towards the outside, and on the outside too, one will be satisfied with the goodness of the house and the holy temple. Rashi explains, happy is the man whom you choose to bring near and who dwells in your courts and is satisfied with the goodness of your house where your Shekhinah rests. Happy is the man whom you choose and bring near refers to the remnants and survivors of exile whom Hashem will call to dwell in your courts. Although not every man is worthy of this, we nonetheless plead, may it be his will that we who are not worthy of it be satisfied with the goodness of your house. May Torah learning emanate from there for us as well. May the sacred service performed in the sanctuary of your temple induce his goodwill towards us as well. with the goodness betov. It does not say from the goodness mitu, which would mean some of it. For the good of the world to come is a whole that cannot be divided up in parts. Compare it to a precious pearl. It is not feasible to ask for only some part of it. Accordingly, when one's merits are not sufficient to make up that whole which is rewarded in the world to come, the person is recompensed in this world. Be satisfied with the goodness of your house. When a man cleaves to Hashem, he spurns all worldly pleasures and cleaves to the pleasures of the Spirit. Thus the Talmud relates when a certain sage went off to study Torah, and his wife asked him how she would be able to feed the family. He said to her, "Surely there are still some greens growing in the pond for you and the children to gather and eat. Happy is the man whom you choose." This man does not choose himself. He regards himself as someone who only dwells in your courts outside. The present pasuk is recited at a circumcision ceremony, for it consists of 10 words that correspond to the 10 canopies a person merits by performing this mitzvah. Our sages teach, happy is the man who Hashem chooses, even if he does not bring him near. Thus Avram was chosen, and then he came closer on his own. The same was true of Yaakov and Moshe. Then again, happy is the man, people like Yisro and Rachav, who were not chosen yet came closer. A matron once asked Rabbi Yossi skeptically, "Your Hashem chooses whomever he wants." He brought her a basket of figs, and she began to pick and choose, eating only the ones she chose. "You know how to pick and choose," he said to her. "And God does not know to pick and choose? If he sees someone of excellent deeds, he chooses him and brings him near." They also taught there is no other happiness for the Jewish people except in having chosen him to be their God, and that God has chosen them. They also said the same thing about the choice of Aaron and the entire tribe of Levi, who were chosen to devote themselves exclusively to serving Hashem. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. No ro'os betzedek ta'anenu elehei yish'enu miftach kol katzvei eretz v'yom rechokim. You answer us with awesome works in righteousness, O Hashem of our deliverance, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas. Another quality of the temple is that there you answer us with awesome works in righteousness. When the world is struck by terrible visitations, we are saved by appealing to you at this location. You answer us in righteousness, mercifully to bring us deliverance. For you, O Hashem, are our deliverance always. You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas, people who journey to the ends of the earth by sea, place their trust in you in times of great peril, during stormy seas and the roaring of their waves, as we will learn in 2 Pesukim from now. For to you does all flesh come, even those who are very distant. As it says, Hashem is in all things that we call upon him. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. You answer us with awesome works in righteousness. When all men will behold our deliverance through your might, the recognition will spread that you are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas. They will all consent to serve you. In Golus too, Hashem shows his might. He demonstrates his power of forbearance by keeping silent when he beholds the nations subjugating his inheritance, the Jewish people. But the nations are not impressed. They will be astonished and return them only when he will demonstrate his might by bringing about our deliverance. As a result of the miracles, those who are distant from Hashem come to believe that one higher than the other high watches. A pasuk is found in Kehelet. They acknowledge that nature too is constrained to act in accordance with the will of Hashem. Thus the Torah says here, with wondrous works, by showing upon the earth that you still the roaring of the seas. They who dwell in the outermost part stand in awe of your signs. Once they find that you make the sun rejoice in the morning and in the evening, they will chant in the morning, "Blessed be he who forms the luminaries, Boruch Yoytze Hamoiris," and in the evening they will chant, "Blessed be he who causes the evenings to become dark, Boruch Hamarif
Aravim. Achachamim refer from here that even though the gates of prayer are at times wide open and at times shut, the gates of repentance are never shut. For it says, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the distances, just as the sea never shuts down, and anyone who desires to bathe can do so at any time, so also for repentance. The moment one is inspired to repent and he returns to Hashem, Hashem welcomes him. Sometimes the gate of repentance may be blocked by a screen of sins, but a single impulse of remorse does away with all the sins. Rabbi Bachaya said in the name of Anan, the son of Rabbi Yossi, the gates of prayer too are always open. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Meichin horim bechocho nezor bigvura, who by his strength prepares the mountains, who is girded with might. Those who go to the ends of the earth will be saved in the merit of their trust in Hashem, who dwells in the sanctuary of his Beis HaMikdash. For by his strength he sets in place the barren mountains, yet arranges for food to be present and for the rains to come. As it says later on Tehillim, who prepares rain for the earth? Who makes grass grow upon the mountains? Who is girded with might? Alludes to the might of God that is demonstrated through the phenomenon of rain. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Mashpiach she'on yamim she'on kaleihem v'hamon le'umim, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. Who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves? This refers to those who go down into the sea to gather spoils and to plunder. Some say that Mashpiach means to debase, as in, but a wise man keeping it in subdues it, Yishovchena, as found in Mishle. Others explain that this term means to make something sink. Alternatively, it means to cause a stillness. Accordingly, some explain, David has already described Israel's impending achievement, and now he depicts the corresponding loss that other peoples will suffer. Figuratively, he says that Hashem will still the roaring of the seas, the tumult of the peoples. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. V'yiru yoshvei ketzavos me'ososecha me'tzo'e bokev erev tanin. They also who dwell in the uttermost parts stand in awe of your signs. You make those going out in the morning and in the evening to rejoice. When those who dwell at the ends of the earth will hear of the signs that you performed at sea for seafarers, they too will stand in awe of your signs. They will then rejoice in song to your name in the morning and the evening, when the sun rises and when it sets. As it says, they will call you when the sun endures and so long as the moon. This pasuk is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. Some perceive here a plea and a prayer for perpetual springtime in the land of Israel. Let the celestial equator become aligned with the terrestrial equator, as was the case prior to the flood. In this sense, the blossoming earth will then utter perpetual song in the morning at sunrise and in the evening at sunset. Some explain that your signs refer to thunder and lightning. They were created for no other purpose than to remove the distortion of man's heart by instilling fear. Thus it says in Kehelis, Hashem has made that man be in awe before him. Others explain that the pasuk refers to those who dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth at the poles. There is a 6 months day and 6 months night, and these are your signs that instill awe. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Pakadato ha'oretz v'chokekeho rabas ta'ashreno peleg elekim molim morim tofin degonom kichein toichichneho. You visit the earth and water her, greatly enriching her with the river of Hashem, which is full of water. You prepare grain for them, for so have you prepared her. Another quality of the Beis HaMikdash is that the land is blessed because of your divine presence. Rains come at their appointed times, the early rain and the late rain, to satisfy the earth. As a result, great rejoicing fills the world. Thus, he says, prior to having rested your Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, you would visit the earth occasionally, barely to water her and leave her thirsting for more. But after you will have made your abode there,
you will be greatly enriching her with the river of Hashem, which is full of water. Even the deepest reservoirs will then fill with water.
Please turn tape over to side B.